All right, welcome to our second show since coming back from that horrible fire up in Paradise, California. We may have Don on, one of the owners of BBS Radio, to tell what happened. And of course, I have a favorite life coach, and Bernadette's going to be coming on the show to tell us what's going on with her show. And we used to talk with her every time she did her show, on Friday, find out what she felt. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Cameron. How are you?
Good, good. I was, I turned older last week, so it was fun. And now you reach a milestone in your life. You go, wow, you don't believe it, but now I believe. And I believe my insurance. In Los Angeles, we have LA Care, so it's the first time that I got good care from the local insurance company. It was an amazing price, but at least I got insurance. That was a whole thing for 2 weeks to get insurance, but I got it. So that's happy. That makes me happy. Anytime I can get.
Well, yeah.
Take care of my many different things, and it's fun. And then I went today to urgent care. I had a little cough, as you can tell, a little nasal in the nose, but hopefully that'll go away for the next 2 days. We got our antibiotics, and we're ready to rock and roll. So anyway, welcome everybody to our show number two, and we're going to have advertising coming up for the next couple weeks. We've got some people running for political office. We're going to start doing our ads, and we want to welcome everyone. If everyone has a store, they want to, take it to the next level and advertise. Well, we are the place, and I know Bernadette is the place too. And what I can say is, on pricing, we're going to be very fair. And what we're going to do is, we want to have everybody that listens to the show, or if they don't, get their products on the air. We love it because we like to find new products, right?
Yeah.
New products, and I've got a couple of new people coming on, and we're gonna try to see in the long run. Maybe we'll do another hour of the show, which will be fun. We'll do another hour. So anyway, with all that in mind, let me give out the phone numbers to everybody out there in Radio Land, as they say. Is no more TV Land, just Radio Land. And let me give you our numbers. It's 1-888-627-6008. So easy. It's 1-888-627-6008. And we're very blessed and pleased and have the privilege of having Bernadette, our life coach. So now, Bernadette, tell us about your show. And I'm a fan of yours. I don't get to listen on Wednesday because usually Wednesday night I do another show. So I'm busy trying to make money. But tell us about your show. Who'd you have on? How'd you like the show?
Well, to be honest with you, Cameron, we still have not restarted our show yet. We are gearing up to do that. I just recently lost my dad, so put some brakes on for me getting back into the swing of things. But thank you.
Right. Tell us about your dad real quick. What happened? Did he die back east? Did he die in Texas or
West Virginia?
He was in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he actually had a massive heart attack.
Oh, wow.
They did a surgery on him to clear up one of his arteries. And it was one of the risks for, when they clear an artery, you have the blood flow is much faster.
Right.
And so his heart just wasn't strong enough to keep up with that blood flow, and it ended up causing a massive heart attack.
Now, tell us about your dad's name, so maybe we can. I know myself. You're so wonderful, and I can imagine your dad was a good influence in your life.
My dad definitely did assist me in my journey to help me to get to where I am today. And, you know, I believe, I'm a firm believer in those that are, there's duality that is created in this on this planet so that we can actually learn and we can grow and we can evolve to a higher place. And sure. There are those people who are put into our lives that are specifically in our lives to create that duality. And so, he was a very, he was very strong in what he believed, very, very strong, unmovable to some degree.
Right.
And
right.
So, yes.
He's a movable man.
I got my strength. Unmovable. I got my strength from him, no doubt.
right. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. So tell us, what was his name?
John.
Yeah. And how old was he when he died?
He is 24.
He was what? I'm sorry.
84.
Oh, 84. Well, that's okay. You want to make him young?
I'm 24. In a spiritual world. I'm hanging on at 24.
Yeah, there you go. So he was 84, but 84, he had a lot of gifts to give, and that's the cool part, you know. So tell us.
Absolutely.
So you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I am one of seven. I am the youngest girl. There's five girls and two boys in my family.
Okay.
So I come from a very big family, and I have a very big family. One would think I would have learned. Ha!
It's funny you say that. They had an old Oprah show, and I remember the guest said, you know, I have a big family and whatever. She ended up having 12 kids, and she was on Oprah.
Wow.
And she said that she learned from that that's why she knew why her mother and father used to take a long vacation. Just as a kid.
Yes.
And now you're, tell us about your mom, about your dad's wife.
My mom is alive. My mom is very much alive, very, very healthy. She is an amazing woman, full of energy.
Uh-huh.
You would never know. She is 78.
God bless her.
Yeah, she's turning 78 in a few days.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I mean, she's like a little spitfire. She's a little firecracker.
Oh yeah. Is your mom living in Texas, or where she lives with your dad?
Right now, she is in West Virginia still. She is deciding where she wants to go right now. Yeah, she was taking care of my dad for a while. You know, he was having heart issues for a minute.
Right.
So, you know, now that she actually has a little bit of freedom, she is really, like, just deciding what she wants to do with the remainder of her days.
Right, because to relate to you, when my mom died last year, you know what? My mom had a letter for me, and I didn't see it until, you know, my birthday. And it was a beautiful letter. She says, 60 is just a number, because I turned 60. And she said, 60 is just a number, and just get your life, help others, always think about others. And it was a beautiful thing where, you know, I knew my mom didn't care with age. She always said, when you get older, you get wiser. You know,
yeah.
So she believed in that. And then I you know, had this tremendous birthday. And usually I will do a show on my birthday so everyone celebrates. We're going to do something in February to bring back, you know, all the wonderful things about the birthday and people will have on. We'll do a birthday two to make up for the not having one because of all the changes we both have gone through. But I was going to say, it was a nice birthday. My sister planned a party, and a lot of my family came, which was nice. And it was a beautiful party. It was last week, and it was just, you know, like barbecue food, and everyone had a good time, and she had a cake made. So I thought she did a great job, and I was surprised. I really was. And then my friends
called me.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Isn't that neat? You have a birthday party and,
yeah.
And things. And then I had friends of mine that told me, don't tell my wife I'm becoming 60. It was just funny. And then I had friends of mine that, you know, told me about, you know, that, you know, what do you think now of your new age? I go, my age is really not the issue. It's just, you know, being old enough in your head, your mind, to say, okay, it's a number, next, you know. And that's the way I feel now, you know. So it's not a tragedy, people out there in radio land. It's not a tragedy you make it. And it's just, you know, it's like any other thing in life. You know, move on with it. Don't get yourself involved in, you know, in the thing about life itself. You know, God is wonderful, if you think about it. And I know you and me are on the spiritual plane. And you think of God, God's going to only give you fun. You know, he's only going to bring fun and laughter. And that's what I got. And that, to me, was amazing. And then when you have fun and laughter, that really is amazing, amazing thing, don't you think? As I'm joking on my phone here. I'm joking on my phone from that purification I'm having, you know. But anyway, so tell us when you're going to be back on the air officially. Bernadette, did we lose you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here. No, I'm
okay.
Sorry. I hit a button.
Oh, okay.
Technology.
That's all right.
You know, I've been working on this class that's actually getting published. It'll be up on Udemy.
Oh, yeah.
Next week. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. So that's coming. And
okay.
I have also we're going to be doing this spring here in Austin. I will have all the details for you next week. But
maybe
we'll be doing
there.
I think that would be wonderful. We're going to do the workshop. A workshop here. And so it'll be a 2-day workshop. So I'm really excited about that. And so we're planning our another retreat to take place this summer. I am deciding whether I want to do it internationally or keep it domestic. I'm looking at Bali, perhaps.
Ooh,
maybe do it
exciting.
In Bali.
But, hey,
I know.
That's fun.
So,
I would go,
fun.
Hey,
we
I'd
got
go
a lot
Bali.
Of things going on.
Hey, I'd go to Bali. Right. That'd be fun. That'd be fun to get people to come. It's a neat thing, you know, to take people on a good journey. You'll never forget that journey when you go to Bali, especially you have a wonderful class. And from the last class that you had, what did you see? What kind of things that you learned from the last seminar?
You know, I learned that mostly everybody is in their own, they're at their own pace, you know, and, you know, and it's not so much that I learned that, but it was like reiterated through, you know, having the process, like everybody is at their own place. And so they're going to get out of what you give them, whatever they're ready to receive. And it's such a beautiful reality when you watch the process. And then, you know, some people start out, you know, maybe not as far along on their emotional, you know, or mental or spiritual place. And then by the end, you see, you know, how much growth has taken place through the duration of time. And that to me was just, that was impactful. That was powerful to see the advancement that just even, you know, a couple of days will make in somebody's journey, especially when you're ready and you surrender yourself and you open your mind and you open your heart and you're really willing to revisit the conditioning that, you know, or the programming, the belief systems that you've adopted throughout the course of your life. When you're really ready to kind of surrender that and open yourself up you know, to experience something that might be greater than you could have ever imagined. And
right.
then watching that unfold like a just a beautiful flower blooming, it's really intense and incredible.
Well, you know, like I was telling people about, you know, things that, you know, people experience at seminars, main thing is to awaken, which you have told me. And people are awakening.
Yeah.
How'd your daughter fare at the last...
Wonderful. You know, she teaches yoga as well. So, you know, it's really nice to incorporate that that practice in, you know, before you go into a meditation. It's very powerful. So, you know, I really enjoy working with Destiny. It's been such a pleasure for me to have her by my side and to see that support and on the same page. It's really unique and very special. And I think this next one we will have my aunt. So
we
will be three generations of healers. Yeah, so that's really exciting as well.
Yeah,
a lot of things cooking.
That's nice. For that I'll go. I will come. And then maybe I could do a live show if it's on the weekend, I could do Friday night, and then we can have everyone in the family on the show.
Oh, that sounds great.
Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And also we got good news. People are back to work. The government reopened, which is good because there's a lot of government people where I live, probably where you are. It's nice to have them back at work. You know, all these people you know, the traffic control guys, you know, the TSA people, the FBI, they were getting paychecks. So this was the second paycheck was supposed to come, but the president signed a bill to reopen the government after record shutdown. So we're happy about that because, you know what, to build a wall, we don't need a wall. What we need is to communicate, you know?
We need a community.
Yeah, we need a community, not a wall. And I think what Trump is saying, that you don't need to act like Hitler to try to get things accomplished. You need to communicate. And he has a problem with communication, definitely. And what I was going to say is Friday night, you know, when he signed it, it does not include his request for $5.7 billion. For a border wall. We don't need that wall. That money could go for charity. It could help kids, help moms. What do we need to
help the homeless?
Yeah, homeless. And you know, the homeless, we talked about it last week, you know, and the last time we talked, LA's building a homeless center soon. LA's going to build a homeless center, which is exciting. And you know, a lot of the homeless people, they want another chance on life. And a lot of them, you know, they're not. You got to have training for jobs. They want to work, and you got to have a city where they can, you know, get their acts together. You know, so that's what they're gonna do in L.A. The last time we spoke about it, and I told you about the problem, but the city council is still gonna vote on it, and it's gonna happen, and a lot of millionaires are gonna put their money behind it. So it's a good thing, you know?
That is a good thing.
That's
progress.
Good thing,
progress.
Yeah, and then we had our new senator is going to run for president, Kamala Harris. She's going to run. That's California News. And our mayor Garcetti went to Washington, but I think he needs to get more under the fire. Even though he's been mayor for two terms, he needs to get more under fire to be a leader, you know? And then we heard Beto News, a lot of Beto News. He's trying to go across, he's going to Iowa to get himself recognized, you know, because you got to go to Iowa and run for president, right?
That's awesome. So he's in, huh? He's getting into the race.
Well, he's going to run, and I think he's going to change a new generation because we need that, you know, new generation.
Yeah, we do.
and he's going to change the new generation. And we were, you know, they were talking about on LA TV about it, and I said, you know, the guy's got the Kennedy look. He's got a very, he knows what where he wants to go, and why not? You know?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. Let, you know, we're in a new state in our lives where we need to move on from the past. And we talked about the past. So you get yourself in the
past.
We
need to evolve, Cameron. We need to evolve.
Yeah, we need to evolve. in fact, we're going to do a show on that. In fact, we were supposed to go this weekend to the L.A. Fit. We always go. But this time they didn't invite us for some strange reason. But we're going to try to get more in that realm.
I would have invited you.
Oh, good. Okay. This man is the guy who put BBS on with his brother. And we got to say is good things. And they came back after a horrible fire hit the Bay Area. So we're going to welcome Don on our show. So, Don, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell our listeners out there what in fact happened and what you felt at that time when it happened.
Wow. You know, I didn't even know it was happening. I mean,
really?
Yeah. We, you know, they say it started at about 6:38 in the morning. And
right.
That Thursday, I believe it was. I think it was a Thursday. Was that it?
Uh-huh.
The power, you know, I got up at, it must have been 7 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, and the power was on. I got up, did my first show at 8 in the morning, did another show at 9 in the morning. Then at 10 in the morning was another show that was supposed to be on, and I got ready for that show. And then the power went out right before the show. And I called the host. I said, odd that our power's down and our solar didn't kick in, and we don't know, this is really odd, but we'll get the backups going and we'll call you right back. So we did that. We got the generators going and everything, and by the time we got everything worked out, it was about 10:20, and then the power all went off at 10:20 a.m.
Oh wow.
So the reason I'm saying that, kind of stressing that timeline, is because gosh, you know, I don't know. I wish they'd have turned off the power prior to a lot of what happened. You know, maybe even when they were given warning that they should do so by some of the people out there. But it didn't seem to be turned off, and I was using it, and there was no warning. I didn't hear sirens. I didn't hear people evacuating or police coming to my door. You know, so it was unusual. And when I finally got through it all, you know, and we all got to safety and blah, 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 I sat down on the couch and watched TV. And all I saw was the media from local to regional just praising themselves. All they were doing was praising themselves and praising their effort and praising the effort of the media to praise the media. Sorry.
Oh, God.
But I mean, it was almost surreal. And I thought, well, gosh, why are they praising themselves as such little loss of life and loss of this? And then as the fire keeps going and growing and more deaths and more problems and more, you know, and I see that, you know, being having an intimate part of it. And I think to myself, gosh, you know, I'm really glad to be back at PBS Radio, because if they don't want made up news or news that's contrived or by idiots in a building who want to be the news, they want to be the news. And believe me, these are big companies, folks, that want to be the news.
I can imagine.
Right. And then you got all the media companies that, you know, they're choosing sides and, you know, they're all going crazy and nuts and telling lies and trying to outdo each other on the outrageous nature of the lie.
Right.
Or who can point fingers the most, or who's the most pointed, you know, has the most fingers pointed at them. And I'm just glad to be back at PBS Radio, because really here we got a smorgasbord. I mean, it's not that we don't have that. We do. We just have all flavors. You know, you got all the flavors. You got the conservative, you got the liberal, you got the socialist flavors, you've got the libertarian flavors, you've got the spiritual flavors, educational flavors, you know, probably every flavor under the sun. And very original, very, I would think, smart flavors. So.
Right.
You know, really a lot of educated people on this network telling their story and getting out there and not withholding anything or holding anything back. They're just spitting out original truth all the time. And, I love that. I love being a part of something that can actually provide that without any restrictions.
When we met a while back and I was on, you know, LA Talk Radio, I liked the energy that BBS had, because BBS to me was a very cool place to go, because it had that energy, had that, you know, you hear radio and you say, wow, this radio is going to be phenomenal.
And
you listen to, you know, blog radio, you listen to all the different ones, and believe me, this one is great for people that want to get the message out, whatever they do, and that's how I felt with my show. Because, you know, my show, we get into politics, and Bernadette knows, we get into to life coach, we try to switch it off every week, we get into UFOs, we're going to be live coming from Contact in the Desert. It'll be our first live, and you'll help me do all that, but we're going to do that
all
this
right
year.
That sounds
and
like
then
fun.
We're going to connect with Bernadette when she has her seminar, and we'll be part of it. We're gonna interview people. We'll go to Austin. It'll be fun. So there's a lot of things we're gonna be doing for the network, and I know Bernadette's excited. She's gonna hopefully go to Bali to do her seminar. So it's kind of cool. So I hope Bernadette's out there. Are you out there?
I'm here. I'm just listening, and you know, Don, it's a blessing, because I just want to add this real quick.
Yeah.
Because the energy of you and Doug is just so just peaceful and endearing and loving, and that's really the basis of, you know, everything.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that just makes it really that much
right
more
back at you, Bernadette. Right back at you. You're
thank
exactly
you.
That exemplified. So thank you.
Wow. Well, see, Bernadette? We got love.
You know, right? Love is all you need.
That's it. We got it here. In fact, when I met Don and his brother with Sam at the station, we had a good time. I just wanted to take them out for dinner that time. But you know, we'll make it up. We'll go up to the Bay Area, you know, up to Paradise, and we'll have dinner, and we'll kind of celebrate the wonderful business thing. In fact, we're going to be bringing in 5 new businesses to BBS soon.
Well, I'm right in the San Francisco area now, so we're not as far as we were. We're actually right in the outskirts of San Francisco.
Oh, how nice. Where?
Yeah, it's in
Where
a,
are you now?
You know, it's a lovely town. It's a really nice town called Lafayette.
Oh, Lafayette. I know where that is. Sure.
Beautiful town. Beautiful people. Just
I bet. And they love to, you know, they're very into the world. They're into how to help people. And it's a neat situation, you know, where you're doing a radio show, you're connecting. In fact, this year we hope to do some more projects from San Francisco. They will do the Gay Pride Parade, and I'll have Bernadette come with me. We could do the live version of that, and then, of course, the Italian Festival, which will be in San Jose,
sure.
Also in San Francisco.
Sounds
so
like
we'll
fun.
We'll work together as a team. So Team BBS, and also working the San Gennaro festivals around the country, which are wonderful.
Yeah.
So which are good. So anyway, with all that tragedy, how long did it take you, you know, you're talking about the station, how long did it take to come back up?
Gosh, Cameron, you know, it didn't take us long. I would have never honestly believe that. I thought
really?
We would be down for, you know, maybe up to a year.
Wow.
But Sam over at L.A. Talk Radio, he actually started a GoFundMe account for us. And, you know, all of a sudden we had the money we needed to buy the equipment we needed to start, you know, on the station.
Uh-huh.
And by the time it was all said and done, we were able to make it happen within 30 days.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Right. So we didn't really miss a beat. The only beat we're missing right now is that we have some problems in the transmission. You know, we're kind of like Scotty out of power. You know, we
right.
need more power. We need more power because we can't, you know, we're limited in our scope because we can't bring in a dedicated low latency internet
right.
connection into this home. And that's where we're at. You know, we got it in a home building in Lafayette, and bringing in something here. You know, we did. We actually ordered what they call transmission lines, and those are pairings of regular phone lines, which they then run up to the your building, and it gives you dedicated low latency bandwidth. And you know, nobody else can give that to you. I mean, the only
right.
other way you can get low latency bandwidth as you would on a transmission line would be on a fiber optic.
Right. True.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
And you're on, by the way. The people don't know out there, we are on iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, all the podcasts are going to iHeartRadio, yes. However, we are not yet streaming live to them, and we can't yet until the transmission line is installed.
Right.
And because they want, you know, there's more streams that got to go to them. We're barely
right.
able to even handle our own streams. We can't even turn on our alternative streams. We can't run any of the alternative station streams to that are actually relays for other stations.
Right.
And we can't do any video. We can't video streaming. We can't run streams to iHeart, secure and unsecure streams, like they request. So it's
right.
And they request both, not just secure but unsecure as well. So it's
coming attraction.
We're waiting until, you know, on the 31st, the installer runs the loop, okay? He,
uh-huh.
he creates the loop, which means he runs the cable pairings from the main line down, you know, wherever it is, like a main phone breaker system,
uh-huh.
and runs it up. And then there's part two, where they then install it into an audio interface. And then I guess part three is really giving you the modem inside, hooking it up, and teaching you a little bit how to use it. I've kind of went through this before. It should, but on the 31st, they install the loop. I would say within a week thereafter, we'll be ready for bear. But until
uh-huh.
then, we're going to be, our audio will be skipping up and down a bit. Listeners will be being cut off the air a little bit when they're tuning in. All of a sudden, whoop, there'll be nothing. And that'll
wow.
be happening on our streams because of the fact that we don't have a low latency bandwidth provider in this building at this
right.
point.
That's a live version wow. of a big dog. That's my little. She was like a small dog. She grew to be a giant. So it's kind of
really. That doesn't
yeah.
sound like a giant dog bark.
Yeah. And she's everywhere. In fact, when I get home, she goes ooh ooh ooh. That's her new thing
yeah.
now. Yeah. So it's good. Anyway, everyone out there, you found out what's going on with the station. And by the way, people could donate, can't they? Don,
absolutely. In fact, we do. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, we had debated that. We stopped, you know, we had the GoFundMe and everything. We have the money now raised, and we're back in business. But we have kept up a donation button on our home page
uh-huh.
That can be used if people ever want to make donations to the network.
Right.
And we truly appreciate it. I mean, gosh, donations are, you know, folks, here's what donations really mean. If you really want to know, I had not an accountant, but a lawyer actually impressed this upon me. He says, a donation, $1 donation is like $2 earned. And I said, well, what do you mean? Well, if you let's say you get a million in donations. Well, by the time you pay your taxes on it and everything, you could have earned twice as much and ended up having the same amount of money.
Right. True.
So, yeah, a donation is as good as $2 earned because you don't pay any taxes on the donation, folks. So, so you might, right? So even if you earn the same amount, it wouldn't give you as much money. So if you earn twice the same amount, you'd be in a higher tax bracket, and you'd end up with probably not quite as much money as the money donated. So
hey, IRS out there, you didn't hear what you heard.
A dollar donated is better than two earned, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So those who donate, thank you. You know.
That, you know what we could do? Well, maybe we could do a radiothon.
Someone's
going to
post that meme, right? A dollar donated is better than two earned.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know what? Have a radiothon where people can talk about BBS, and we could do a whole thing. That'd be exciting.
Ooh, a radiothon. I like that.
Those are good. Anyway, we know you're manning another show. We appreciate you coming on. And ladies and gentlemen,
that is the owner and
his brother of BBS Radio. We wish him much success. We're behind them. We're going to do what we can to get this ball rolling, and we're very, very excited about being back on the air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to let you two have fun. You've still got, I would say another 25 minutes, so I'm going to let you have at her. And thank you, to your audience, to the lovely Bernadette, and always a pleasure, always. And Cameron, we love you.
Have a wonderful show, the rest of your show.
See you.
Donate, and you know what, donate also, we're going to have coming up is, believe it or not, President's Day is coming up on the, what is it, the 20th?
Oh,
that's a good time.
You know what I want to do? I want to get him a spread of Big Macs and French fries.
That sounds like the White House. Oh, my God.
I know. I was just kidding.
Yeah, but it's funny you said that. You know, we want to get the people that eat falafels and vegan. There you go. Falafels and
vegan.
That's
what I'm talking about. But not for Trump.
He gets
Big Macs.
he gets Big Macs and high cholesterol all at one time. That's about it. But he did solve one thing. So we have a government that's going. That's about it.
That's a good thing.
That's always a good thing. So with that,
gotta give kudos where kudos is due, right?
Yeah. You just gotta be grateful, step by step, because nothing is ever fast. That's for sure. I went today, and it's funny. You talk about, I had to go to the pharmacy. And, you know, the pharmacy nowadays, it's not like the old days when you go in, you get your prescription. So the lady goes, I said, I can wait 20 minutes. She says, oh, you got to wait 40. I go, no, I can't wait 40 minutes because I got a show to do. I got to prepare. And it's one of those crazy, crazy things. So I said, we have to get the show together. So, anyway, my sister was very nice. She's going to pick up the prescriptions for me tonight, so I'll feel a little better. And we'll pray for people. I know there was stuff in the news. There was a cook, and she died. Do you know about that from the Food Channel?
Who?
There was a cook
No.
that died today. She was only like 29 years old. It was really
Oh, my gosh. Great. How did she die?
She had cancer. I didn't know that because I liked her show because she was very, a lot of energy. I'll give you who she is. We were going to do a whole thing about her, and she had a wonderful thing with the audience because when you heard her, you really liked her show. Let me get her name. And she was with the Food Channel. She was very young. Very, very young. Let's see if we can get her name. Everything, but you put her on. She did a show about contemporary stuff, and it was just a wonderful show. And she and I just found out she died. It was a here it is. I was going to say breaking news. Top Chef. Her name was Fatima Ali. She was 29 years old. She died, and Fatima came in at 17 on season, I guess it was 15, and she would cook all these favorite foods from Pakistan, and she was on the Food Channel. They'll probably have something on her tonight, but she was very sweet, very witty, and they'll have more on her, and we're going to try to get more people that knew her to kind of give you a flavor of this lady. And she had, recently she had, you know, when they do chemotherapy, she had a lot of chemotherapy, and she had what it said was sarcoma, a type of bone cancer. Have you ever heard of that?
Sarcoma? I have not.
Type of on the bone and soft tissue cancer. Well, apparently she went for treatment last year, and they said she was cancer-free. And then this October, they said they found something, and it was not the same. So she had chemotherapy, and then she had to remove a tumor, and then the surrounding cells in her left shoulder, they found something. And then she died today. So it's just a horrible, horrible thing. But her name is Fatima Ali. So our show prays for her family, prays for her soul, prays for her, you know, in the way she helped people. She's really a marvelous lady, you know. So I just want to let everyone know out there, when you have stories like this, human interest stories, it's nice, you know, and especially a person that was loving to others, you know. So did you ever hear of her?
I have not heard of her, but I do want to send love and peace to the family, our condolences, and, you know, we just know that the transition was apparently in her highest and best, and although it's very difficult for us on the earth plane to comprehend and to cope with, you know, but
well, death is very
may
hard.
There be peace.
You know, because death is very hard. You know, when my mom was going through, you know, her battles, it was the hardest thing for me to realize that my mom is going to pass on, but I also have to bring her love. She wanted everyone to have her love, and that's the one thing my mom brought. And everyone out there that's going through something like Fatima went through, or family members, just know we'll pray for you here, and I know Bernadette will. And we both work together as a team, and we pray for everyone to have a very wonderful 2019. This is a big year coming up. And then
it really is a big year coming up. We're in it right now, but, you know, it's really exciting because such transitions are taking place. And, like, it's almost like it's the year of no more excuses. Like, we all, you know, at this point, 2018 was kind of shedding old skin and getting us prepared for, you know, what is in divine alignment with our soul. And this year is like the no more excuses. Okay, we're going to master what we need to master and really just move.
Right.
So this is the year of movement. And that's exciting because, you know, as we begin that transition, you know, we get to choose whether we want to remain holding the density, the burdens, the anxiety, the third dimensional stuff of stability and security that we've all become so accustomed to, or if we want to kind of look more towards the energy of it and, you know, be more heart-based and love-based and move in a forward motion based on how we feel and what is in alignment with us energetically. And by doing that, we get to shed some of that weight. We get to shed that density, and we begin to get lighter and really experience the totality of what love and happiness and joy and peace really is.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what we're facing this year.
Well, you know what I noticed,
I just went on a tangent, didn't I?
That's all right. You know what? Your tangent was real, and it had to be said, because you're getting to a really cool point. And to understand all this is really, we need someone like you to get us to that level. And I know I spoke to a lot of spiritual leaders, and they said the same thing. You know, same thing. And we just have to develop, you know, the love. Love is everything, I think. I think love is everything.
It really is, and it's in everything, even the most difficult of situations. You know, if we can just, like, tone our ego back, tone our conditioning, our beliefs
right.
back, and realize that no matter what it is that we're facing, or no matter what it is that somebody else is facing, or who we're encountering, everything has a purpose. Everybody
right.
has a purpose for crossing our paths, for being involved in our life, and everything that we encounter or experience, there is reason for everything.
Right.
How we choose to navigate through that defines how we have evolved, how we've grown, and how we
right.
get to view
That's
things,
true.
Right? Which also contributes to the outcome. Because if we want
right.
to be angry or focus on the negative on something, then we're only going to see the negative. We're only going to experience the negative. So when
That's
we look
right.
at it and go, you know what? Okay, so my rent is late. I have an eviction notice on my door. My car was repossessed. I don't have money for food right now. And go, you know what? What is in this moment can I gain from this experience? And where is my mind at? Where is my heart at? What am I focused on right now? Am I focused
right.
on what seems to be, or am I focused on, you know, what is yet to come? And
right.
you know, so it's challenging. But when we change
right.
that perspective and we allow ourselves to lift our spirits and live from the heart center, then we see that even though some things might seem a little bit unbearable in the moment,
right.
the next moment may not be so unbearable.
Right.
Keeping
That's
that,
true.
Keep,
That's very
keeping
true
that
what
vibe
you're
high.
Saying. That's very true what you're saying, because, you know, as you were getting into your discussion, we look at sometimes when we see the news. See, I did something what you told me to do is, you know, keep away from the news thing. And I've been doing that, you know. And I find that when I keep, I feel better. I feel alive, you know, because sometimes you get in the negative can get you crazy, you know. And it can.
Yeah.
It really can. Anyway, we're gonna get you to go to the L.A. Comic-Con. We couldn't get to San Diego. We tried. But it was a whole problem, you know, with San Diego. I don't know what the deal is, but we wanted to take care of all of our troops to go, but it's like the paperwork doesn't match what they said, and so we're going to do things that are more, you know, easy and more common sense. So we're going to try for those things, but not Comic-Con in San Diego was too crazy, and I'll have to figure it out next year, you know, to go. But anyway, with that voice, what time do you have in Texas? What time?
It is 10:48 right now in Texas.
Oh, so we got 2 minutes. But I was going
to
tell people that in the coming weeks, we're going to find out more for Bernadette, and then we're going to have our show. We're going to do, we'll talk about UFOs, we'll talk about Ken Pfeiffer, what's going on with Ken, and, you know, my good buddy Jose died. Jose Escamilla, he died, which is tragic, but he had a battle with diabetes and with alcohol.
Mm.
So he died, and we want to mention that to people. We're going to go to Contacts in the Desert, which will be in May coming up. And if you have any questions regarding our show, we're on Yahoo, we're on Gmail, C. Datsker. Cameron Datsker at yahoo.com, Cameron Datsker 123 at Gmail, so we're everywhere, at Twitter, C. Datsker at Twitter. We're all over the joint, you know. So, Bernadette, we are always grateful to you, and I hope you have a wonderful week in Austin.
Thank you.
And when I think of you, I get I get motivated.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm happy to hear it. You know,
yeah, I get motivated.
And I love doing, I love working with people. So, you know,
right.
What I do is energy work, and I do the Marconic modality mostly.
Okay.
And I do life advancement coaching. So, you know, people want to reach out. You're welcome to. I invite you. I would love it. Let's shed some density. Let's find that peace. Let's align with our highest selves at source. Let's open ourselves up. Let's feel better. Let's, you know, overcome depression, anxiety, and stress and all that stuff. So,
right.
You know, you can get me on Instagram, Bernadette DeGabrielle, or Facebook, as well as my website, divinityisyou.com. So, you know, reach out. Let's make some moves this year.
Yeah, let's make some moves. Anyway, thank you so much, as always, and God bless you. And with that thought in mind, next week will be show number 3, and hopefully we can open the waves for, you know, for other folks out there. And we want to thank, of course, Gabrielle, you know, Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you,
anyway,
Cameron.
Thanks so much. Have a good week. Anyway, good night. With that thought in mind, good night from Los Angeles. Bye-bye, everybody.